Thomas. We're joined by the Flint Fawn Bomber president, Hank Kozar. It's the CFAR 590 Norman Sportsline program. Hank, the president of the Flint Fawn Bombers, and lots of excitement in Bomberland right now, Hank.
Oh, we got a lot of things going on right now, Hardy, and just looking forward. The season's going to be on us before you know it, so the work never seems to stop.
No kidding. Is it tough to think about hockey on a beautiful sunny day like this?
Yes, Hardy. You know, I'd like to be out in the lake. We have the get the sea-doo started and get out there, but just haven't had time to do it yet, but soon.
Listen, a lot of good stuff going on. I just want to touch on a couple things from the AGM quickly before we move on with some of the obviously big promotions are coming up for the hockey club. Big news, you did in fact pick up the option on Mike Reagan's contract, plus did give him a two-year extension.
That's correct, Hardy. We both, it was an option for Mike and an option for us. We agreed to terms on both parties, picked up the option, and we had direction from the board of directors to see if we could negotiate a two-year extension to it. We have come to agreement on the extension, and it's nothing's finalized until it comes back from the lawyers and the signatures are on it. It's sitting at the lawyers right now, so we do have a deal in principle on paper, but it's just at the lawyers getting finalized.
Is it tough to renegotiate contracts when the possibility of a new board could possibly be stepping in? You do it, obviously, when the season ends and between the AGM. Is it difficult to sit down and get that done?
You know what, Hardy? It doesn't matter what time of year. It's always difficult to negotiate a contract. There's certain financial restraints that we have. Coaches are, and Mike was looking for certain things in his part. And you just go through the process and you hash it out and you try to come to a common ground, and we were able to do that.
There you have it. That was one of the big announcements. Certainly big news as well. You made a profit this year. I know David Brooks, the treasurer, was extremely excited when he said the first time that he's been involved with the club, and it's actually, is it in the red or in the black when you make money?
It's in the black.
Oh, okay.
And the red is your negative side. Yeah, we
turned. Red's never good. I should have known that.
No, we turned a profit of $17,000 this year, Hardy. But, you know, we took some extra steps. We had two very successful raffles this year. We took a roll of the dice on the 50-50 Central thing, and that paid huge dividends for us this year. We had a playoff run, and you know what the 50-50s were like during the playoff run. It was a huge amount of money. So we had a lot of things fall in place for us, and, you know, it was actually nice to see us not have to worry about looking where we're going to come up with our money for the following season.
And you had two sold-out draws. The boat draw and the side-by-side draw were all sold out.
Yep, that's right, Hardy. So the public in Flint Flon surrounding areas are supporting the team well, and I hope it continues.
You know, speaking of the boat draw, Hank, it's been such a big fundraiser for this club for many years, and it's really actually unbelievable because you take a look at a lot of other draws in town, they're really struggling. A lot of times they don't know if they're going to make a profit till it's all said and done. As at the AGM last week, you already had the boat paid for. Why is this draw continue to be so popular with so many out there?
Well, you know, Hardy, you take a look in the area that we live in. We're surrounded by lakes. People love fishing. The boat that we raffle off, it's a good fishing boat. It's even for families. It's big enough that you can pull a young kid behind on a tube or anything. So it's got multi-purposes, and people just love being outside and on the water. So it's been a very successful draw for us. We've sold it out 4 years in a row. Hopefully this year will be number five. So we got roughly 300 to 400 tickets left. And last weekend coming up here, the draw's on Sunday. And so hopefully we can sell it out again.
Sounds good to me. And another big news of note is the Big Ticket Blitz, which is going to be taking place at the Community Hall next week. You've extended the hours between Tuesday and, I believe, Friday.
Yeah, June 11th to 14th, we've extended the office hours from 12:30 to 7 o'clock. We're having a season ticket blitz. We reduced the regular price of an adult season ticket from $350 down to $325. For seniors, it's down from $300 down to $275. And students are from $225 to $200. This year, we also added a family pack. We got two different styles of family packs. You got two adult, one student for $740. The regular price would be $925, so you save $185 if you go that way. The second family pack that we've opened up is two adults, two students for $875. The regular cost of that would be $1,150, so you're saving $275 that way. And we also opened up the Flex Pack again too, Hardy. The Flex Pack for 15 games at $200. So if you're a shift worker and you don't want to make all the games and buy a full season ticket, the Flex Pack is still available. So We heard that we're trying to get the families to come to the games again, and we've heard the people saying that it's tough to bring the whole family because it can get pricey, I guess. But so we decided to try this and see how it goes. It's for the 4 days only. This, like I said, from June 11th to the 14th. It's cash only, so won't be taking Visa or stuff like that. It's strictly a cash deal. So if you're going to come and purchase a ticket, you might have to stop by the bank first to get the cash. So that we hope it goes over well. And like I said, we're trying to get the families there, and hopefully this works.
And like I said, it's something different, and you know, it's nice to kind of, I think last year maybe you didn't really have the, you know, there wasn't really a real big push for the season tickets till the end, and this year you're doing it. And I know what, these ticket blitzes have been successful for the team in the past.
Yeah, we'll see how this one goes, Hardy, and if this one goes well, who knows, maybe we'll have one just before the hockey season starts and have another one or something like that. But hopefully it'll go well for us, and hopefully people step up to the plate and purchase them.
You still need some board members?
Yes, we're still looking for 3 board members for 1-year terms. If you're interested, just contact the Bomber office. You can always get a hold of me. It doesn't matter. And we'll go from there.
Anything else you'd like to let anybody know about?
Yeah, Hardy, you got with the boat draw ending on Sunday, this Sunday, we'll be drawing the boat at 6:30 at CFAR here. As soon as that boat draw is done, we've added another raffle to our lineup this year. We purchased a Sea-Doo from Fun Motorsports in Saskatoon. So we're going to try raffling off a Sea-Doo this year. It's something new for us. We're going to, same thing, 2,000 tickets, $20 a ticket. Hopefully it goes well for us, Hardy. Like I said, we're always looking ways to make a little bit more money for the club. We also will have our side-by-side in the fall. But another thing that's coming up on June 12th, the Flim Flon Bombers and the Manitoba Liquor Commission are in joint. There's a wine testing event taking place in the community hall. It's basically, it's $25 a person. Starts from 7 o'clock till 9:30. You buy your $25 ticket, you come in. There's, I think, 13 booths that are going to be set up, different winemakers that the Manitoba Liquor Commission is trying to promote. And you'll be given a glass, and you'll get to sample all these different wines. And I think there'll probably be 4 or 5 different wines by in each group. So have a chance to sample different wines and see what you like. It's basically an informal thing. There's cheese and crackers, and we'll have a penny parade draws and stuff like that. So hopefully people can come out and attend. All the proceeds go to the Flim Flon Bombers, so it's a good fundraiser for us. We've did it once before a couple of years ago, and it was very successful then. So we're hoping this year it'll be successful again this year.
That's 1 week from tomorrow.
1 week from tomorrow, yep.
Right
next
on, Hank.
Next Wednesday.
And certainly good luck with that season ticket blitz next week, and good luck with the boat draw coming up on the weekend.
Thank you very much, Hardy. It's always been a pleasure, and thank you for your time.